This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Special Secretary at the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha, today informed that the LPG carrier Shivalik will be reaching India this evening. Speaking at the interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi today, Mr. Sinha informed that documentation and priority berthing have been arranged at the port to ensure no delay in the discharge of cargo by Shivalik.
Shivalik LPG carrier crossed the Strait of Hormuz and headed towards India will be reaching today. And before its arrival, the documentation, priority berthing, everything has been arranged at the port so that there is no delay in discharge of cargo by this vessel. And the Indian flag vessel Jag Ladki, which sailed from UAE on 14th of March, is carrying about 81,000 of Murban crude oil, is safely en route to India and will be reaching tomorrow at Mundra port.
Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, informed that crude oil is available in sufficient quantity and all refineries are operating at the highest capacity across the country. She added that petrol pumps are functioning normally and no dry outs are reported anywhere.
Our refineries are operating at full capacity and there is increase in the domestic production of LPG and now it is almost around 36% of what we were producing before 5th March.
Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that around 550 Indian nationals in Iran have crossed into Armenia through land border. He added that 90 Indian nationals from Iran have crossed over into Azerbaijan through the land border, and these movements were facilitated by the Indian embassy in Tehran.
These movements were facilitated by our embassy in Tehran. They helped them with visas as also with immigration formalities were required. In this group of 550 people, we also have 284 people who had gone to Iran on pilgrimage. These people are there right now in both these countries and would be returning in the next few days or so. Our embassy in Tehran over the last few days have also been able to relocate students who were outside Tehran to cities which are safer for them.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar thanked the government and the people of Armenia for facilitating the safe evacuation of over 550 Indian nationals from Iran so far. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar also appreciated their support in these challenging times. Leader of the House in the Rajya Sabha, J.P. Nadda, has accused the Congress Party of playing politics over the reported LPG crisis in the country, saying that the current crisis is not because of India and India has no role in creating it. He informed the House that due to the prevailing international situation, a crisis has emerged. In response to this crisis, the government has held detailed discussions and has clearly explained the situation, but they were not willing to listen. Counting of votes is underway for election to 11 Rajya Sabha seats in Bihar, Odisha and Haryana. Polling took place for 5 Rajya Sabha seats in Bihar, 4 seats in Odisha and 2 in Haryana. 26 candidates have already been elected unopposed to the Rajya Sabha. The Election Commission had issued a notification last month for biennial polls for 37 Rajya Sabha seats in 10 states. The Election Commission issued a notification for the assembly elections in Assam, Keralam and Puducherry today. The schedule of legislative assembly elections in these states was announced yesterday, along with Tamil Nadu and West Bengal. Voting in Assam, Keralam and Puducherry will be held on the 9th of April. Counting of votes for all four states and the Union Territory will be held on 4th of May. The Election Commission has issued directions for the strict implementation of the Model Code of Conduct or MCC for the assembly elections in these states and the Union Territory. The directions have been issued to the Chief Secretary and Chief Electoral Officer of these states. The Commission also appointed retired IAS officer of 1988 batch Manjeet Singh as special observer for the general election to the Legislative Assembly of Assam. News just in, Indian vessel Shivalik carrying LPG has reached the Mundra port in Gujarat. And in other news, benchmark domestic equity indices staged a sharp late recovery today and ended over 1% higher. Sensex surged 939 points to close at 75,503, while Nifty climbed 258 points to settle at 23,409. And that is the end of this news bulletin.